with that, I'm going to go over some of the parts of the cerebrum in a little more detail. As you know, the cerebral cortex is the large dome-shaped wrinkled portion. It looks kind of like the cap of a mushroom. And as you look at those wrinkles, the ridges, or these parts that are sticking up, are called gyri. And these are the outward folds on the surface of the cerebral cortex. And the valleys, or the inward folds, are called sulci. And so sulci and gyri make up the wrinkled appearance of the outside of the cerebral cortex. Now, there are some deep folds that are called fissures. And the primary one that you probably are already familiar with is the longitudinal fissure. And so, for example, the longitudinal fissure is going to be the deep fissure that separates the right and the left hemisphere of the brain. But there are some other fissures that are going to be found between the different lobes of the cerebral cortex, and we'll talk about the lobes in just a little bit. Sometimes these are called fissures. More often they are called sulci or sulcuses. And a good example is the central sulcus. And the central sulcus, I'd like you to take a look at that picture called the brain in lateral view. It's not always easy to see, but if you take a look closely, you notice that, of course, there are all these different indentations or valleys. Most of them are fairly short. They dead end pretty quickly. But the central sulcus actually starts up at the longitudinal fissure, and it goes all the way down to the temporal lobe. So it kind of divides the brain roughly, or divides the cerebral cortex roughly into a front and a back. And that's called the central sulcus. It's going to divide what we call the precentral gyrus from the postcentral gyrus. And those are going to have some functional importance that we'll talk about in just a little bit. The lateral sulcus is going to go from where the central sulcus ends, and it's going to sort of divide the frontal, parietal, and temporal lobes from each other. So I should probably go over the lobes, although I'm noticing that they're not actually written on your lecture outline. So just to orient you, the great part about the lobes is that they correspond with the bones of the skull. So the frontal lobe, for example, is located where you would find the frontal bones of the skull. The parietal lobes are going to be where you'd find the parietal bones. The occipital lobe is going to be where the occipital bone would be, the temporal lobe, etc. And so just to give you an idea, those are the lobes of the brain. And each lobe has a variety of functions, but they tend to focus on specific functions, and we'll talk about some of those functions as we go further. The insula is a little bit, it's hard to see from the outside because it's actually interior, and the picture, the motory and sensory regions of the cerebral cortex, shows where they've pulled apart the temporal lobe and the part of the parietal or frontal lobe area. And underneath that is another area of gray matter, and it is called the insula. Insula means island. It's an island of neural cortex or gray matter that is covered by the temporal lobe. And so let's talk about some of the functions. The general functions are going to be sensory and motor, are going to be taken care of by opposite sides of the brain from the part of the body where the information either originated from or will go to. And I also want to point out that the two hemispheres of the brain are relatively similar, but there are going to be some interpretive areas that are going to be found on only one side and not on the other. I want to also point out that functional regions are going to overlap and they're going to interact with each other. So if I say that there's visual processing that goes on in the occipital lobe, that will be true, but there may be some visual processing that goes on other places as well. And And some of the processing that's going on in one part of the brain may be modified by or interact with processing going on in other parts of the brain. So things are a little more complex than you might expect. And again, this is something we are learning about as we go. Lots of new information coming in about this. In general, the left side of the brain is going to interpret and process language skills, analytical tasks, and logical decisions. The right side of the brain is going to interpret sensory information. It's important for recognizing faces, seeing things in three dimensions, and interpreting emotions.